Could I please ask Mother Nabeshvati to say something? Nabeshvati, sorry. And could also, Kripa, I just mentioned, could if the speakers could sort of face a little bit towards the altar then for the video. Thank you.
Dear Tribhuvanath, hard just to pinpoint one thing about you, because everything you did, you performed for the pleasure for our spiritual master. It's been almost 30 years since we first met. The connection stayed strong like a brother, though I set off to Holland, India, and you to Scotland, Middle East, and God knows where else. We met when our services and lives would allow us. You never lost your intensity and enthusiasm for preaching. I remember doing book distribution on Oxford Street or one of the streets nearby. I would hear the Harinam party, and I would run to see my God brothers and God sisters chanting. And those kirtans were unbelievable, and you and Bhumadev at the front, beating the mridanga with your hands bleeding, head tilted, smiling, and looking very, very happy. It gave me hope seeing devotees like yourself. You advised me many times over the years, kept encouraging me to be myself, and also you would say, when are you coming out to my programs? I'm opening a restaurant in Africa, want to manage it? Mind you, I always had excuses. I always thought we had years. I would say, when the kids are grown, was my excuse. Just listening to everybody's memories made me realize more what a wonderful brother I had. You see, you made each and every one of us feel special because you took the time to care. I have a hard time expressing myself, but I'm glad I told you how I felt. Excuse me. And you being you, and, excuse me. And you being you, I beg your pardon. I had a hard time expressing myself, but I'm glad I told you how I felt. And you being you said, I'm lucky to have such nice sisters who care about me. I, like everybody else here, could tell so many stories, but time is limited. I'm very lucky and blessed to have known you. As the saying goes, we're brought together like straws on the ocean for a few minutes. Then we're once again separated, the end. I don't think so, for you are just continuing. You're one of Prabhupada's wonderful sons. You'll be greatly missed, but not forgotten. Love, Nabswati.
Thank you, Mother Nabswati. Could I please ask His Holiness Shivaram Swami to speak?